This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I would like to ask you, Susie, if you could kindly proceed with the roll call. And then I would welcome all the participants to this Lagrado Governance Working Group on this Friday, the 16th of May, at 21 UTC, sharp. And we have 1 hour ahead to work with all the participants here. And perhaps if we have further participants later, we will work with them. So, Susie Johnson, please, if you could kindly proceed with the roll call. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergio. Welcome to the Lacrolo Governance Working Group teleconference. Today is Friday, 16th of May, 2100 UTC. On this Spanish channel, we have Alberto Soto, Sergio Salinas Porto, Aida Noblia. We have, at the moment, no participants in the English channel. We have apologies from Carlos Aguirre, Fatima Cambonero, Raul Bauer, Carlton Samuels, Dev Anand Tiluksing, Oscar Garcia Compton, E. Vanda Scrutisini. Just a friendly reminder to please announce your name prior to speaking so that we can capture your name on the transcription. Thank you very much. Over to you, Sergio.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Susie. I would like to make clear that there was a phone call to by Aiken to cover the possible schedule, the possible times for this call. Many people, many participants had confirmed their availability. There were 5 or 6 people who confirmed their availability. However, many of them who confirmed their availability, and of course, we took them very into account because we were very attentive at the time they have indicated. Well, they are not here right now, so I would like to say that for the record. We have some action items, and one of the action items was that on May the 12th was the end of our possibility to add or incorporate proposals for the for amendments to the amendment proposal for the Lagrado operating procedures. This was a work developed by Vanda Scartesini, Leon Sanchez, and Fatima Cambronero. This work only had one contribution, and I am reading at the document. There was only one contribution by Carlos Vera, and I will read his input, his contribution from the wiki. And this contribution reads, point 5, the General Assembly will elect among the members, its members, one person to exercise the independent function of Lagrado chair, and another person to exercise the function of vice president. President for a period of 2 years, and they could be re-elected for a consecutive period. For the election of a president or chair or vice chair of Lagrado, the geographic distribution will be taken into account, participation, leadership, commitment, and personal skills of the candidates will be also taken into account. And to this point, Carlos Vera suggests, point 5, the General Assembly will elect from it, within its members, someone who will exercise the functions of chair of Lagrado, and another person who will exercise the function of chair and vice chairs with a period of 2 years, with the possibility of being re-elected for 1 period. In the case of the election of the president and vice president, in each election, the geographic distribution, participation, leadership, commitment, and skills will be taken into account, assuring that there will be a rotation in the representation of the countries in Lagrado to assure participation, inclusion and possibilities and opportunities. A country represented by this position will only be repeated only in case there is no other possibility of countries that have been represented. This is our Carlos Vera's suggestion. This group needs to define if it will take into account partially or as a whole, or if it will not take into account this proposal filed by our partner from Ecuador. So now I will give the floor to each of you for you to speak. You are free to speak because we are on the same language channel, so you are free to express your voice and say what you think. Alberto, you have the floor. Please, go ahead. This is Alberto Soto for the record. The group should define the meaning of geographic regions. Could you please reread the document, because I don't have the document before me. Sergio speaking. I will read it again. It reads, equal geographic distribution. There is the point. Carlos Soto. Okay, so the group should define what the meaning of equal geographic distribution, because we have only one region, in fact. In fact, we are only one region, just one region. So what do we mean by equal geographic distribution? This is Sergio speaking. Okay, we will try to have this meeting, since we are all speaking in Spanish, so we will take the opportunity to discuss this as if we were sitting all together around a table. And the equal geographic distribution, I agree with you, Alberto, it is only one. We do not have two things. But I think that Carlos Vera believes, or he's aiming at, I mean, he's not talking about distribution. He's not talking about division. He's not dividing. But what he's saying is that a candidate cannot come twice from the same country. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, I do understand the concept, that is to say, the non-repetition of countries. That is very clear for me. Okay, if we agree on that, there is consensus for that, that's fine. But I was focusing on equal geographic distribution, because we have only one region. So let's think about Africa. If we focus on Africa, how many equal geographic distributions or regions may that country or that continent have? So I think it is okay. We don't need to repeat a country twice. If that is approved by consensus, there will be no problem. Sergio speaking. Okay, I am not fully agreeing with you on that. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, but I want to focus on consensus. I mean, I don't want to be an eternal candidate, but taking this into account, there will be countries that will not be able to participate. I don't know if I'm being clear with that. I don't know if you get my idea. Sergio speaking. Okay, this is the situation now. This is Humberto Carrasco for the record. I think that we need to clarify there are two things in conflict. One is the equality of opportunities, we are talking about like RALO members. And we need to take into account participation, engagement, skills. So in this case, we need to equal or balance these opportunities, because otherwise we will have a phenomenon that Alberto Soto is mentioning. So we should take that into account, provided that we also take into account participation, because that is of vital importance for us. Interpreters apologize, but Humberto Carrasco's audio is not clear. This is Sergio speaking. Umberto, your audio is not clear at all, and we cannot hear you. We cannot understand what you say. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, what I was saying is that in this case, we have two interests at stake. On one hand, we have equal geographic distribution, and on the other hand, we have the balance of opportunities or equal opportunities among the members of the radio. So we need to find a balance, because we may have a very skillful person coming from a country, but if the country cannot be repeated, okay, then that person may not be able to get to a relevant position in the region. So I don't think that is fair. Sergio speaking. So taking into account what you say and taking into account what Alberto says, I will ask you a question. I will ask a question to the whole group. The issue of the weight boat, wouldn't this boat give the balance or strike the balance that we are looking for in this with this amendment? This is Alberto Soto speaking. The answer is not. The weight boat, the objective of this boat is to equally balance each country. I mean, this is the boat among all countries, because so that we can have balance. Oh, let me rephrase. We are 8 in Argentina, so we should have same possibilities and opportunities than a person coming or representing one country. So they are not. This though does not take into account the nationality of a person. What Umberto says is that perhaps what should be added here, if we proceed with this, is that there should be rotation. For example, it is not possible, for example, that a representative of an ALS may not be elected because he comes from Argentina. So, according to the matrix should be fulfilled, and the participants should comply or fulfill the matrix. This is Sergio speaking. Well, perhaps this may generate a larger conflict or much conflict, because we need to find the balance among the ALSs and the countries. So we may have someone from one country, let's take the example of Trinidad and Tobago, and there may be someone in that country coming from that country with greater and better skills than the ones, for example, shown by Dev, for example. This is just to give you an example, taking into account the people of this group. So this person will not be able to participate, and I think we might give them the opportunity to participate. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, but in this case, we are only talking about the chair and the vice chair of the region. So if that person was an ALAC member, and that person comes from Argentina, and he has the merits, and there are elections for chair and vice chair, okay. If he comes from Argentina, he won't be able to be a candidate or to run for the election. This is Sergio speaking. So in this case, we are deciding the future of La Corrales. So if a person has decided or has proved to have capacity and skills to promote the region and to help the region, why should we lose this opportunity? And now I will give the floor to Aida because I see her hand up. This is Aida Noblia for the record. Well, I was thinking that this person is elected for a period of 2 years, and there is a possibility for re-election, if I'm not wrong. The chair and vice chairs could be re-elected for another term, so there would be a four-year term to have, for example, a chair and vice chairs coming from Argentina. Now, the expression says, it will be taken into account. So after 4 years, we can take that into account, because when we speak about re-election, that's it. That is a re-election. Is that right, or am I wrong? This is what I understood. The person would be elected for a period of 2 years, for example, the chair and the secretary, and then they could be re-elected. For example, if they come from Argentina, they will be re-elected, and then we will have a period of 4 years. For the following or next election, it will be taken into account. This is what the text reads. This is a factor, a point to be taken into account, but it's not an excluding factor. We are not saying that if that person comes from Argentina, he won't be able to run for the election. That is where I understand. Perhaps we need to rephrase or change the wording just to avoid saying that for another period of 4 years, someone coming from Argentina may hold a position, because what the text says is that it will be taken into account. It doesn't say that that person must not or could not or cannot be elected. Sergio speaking. I think we have a problem, Aida, here. Aida speaking. Okay, well, I was just trying to understand, because the text says it will be taken into account. This is not excluding the person. Sergio speaking. The problem here, and I have discussed this with Carlos, and he has also mentioned that on the list, there are countries who have never had any representation within our region. So I should say it is true. There have been many positions occupied by people coming from the same country, for example, from Argentina. But we have another problem. We are not talking about who are on the positions, because those people will be leaving. But what we are saying here is that there is a whole country, in the case of Argentina, 8 ALSs. For example, the same applies for Ecuador with 4 ALSs. Aida speaking. Okay, Argentina was the example. Sergio speaking. Okay, if we have one person from Ecuador, okay, so if we think about this in terms of years, there will never be another person from Ecuador leading the RELO. And perhaps in Ecuador we have very good people ready to promote and develop and lead the region. So I don't agree with this wording. I think it is a limiting wording. We have many ALSs, and we are willing to get more ALSs for our region. So we need to see and discuss how we can change the wording so that we may have a rotation among countries. Perhaps we can amend the wording in such a way, but without having the limitation that is now implied. This is Aida speaking. I think that what Silvia Vivanco mentioned in the chat is what I am saying. This is among other factors or among other things. I am not saying that this is a determining factor, because the expression mentioned is it will be taken into account. And if we add among other factors, that would be different, because, for example, we may have two people from Argentina or two people from Ecuador, or one from Argentina and one from Ecuador come and are elected for 2 years, and then they are re-elected for another 2 years. That is a possibility. So there we have them for 4 years. But now, the question comes for the following period. The question is, can they be or can they run for the election in the following period? So there is where we need to focus on this article, and where we could add to the wording among other factors and take into account the equal geographic distribution, so that if we have some other person coming from Argentina or from Ecuador and who comes, for example, to the period number 5 or 6, I mean, after the period, the 2 years period, and if this person has the necessary skills and he's committed, well, there will be no objection in having another people, a person coming from Argentina or Ecuador for another period of 2 years or 4 years. I think that we should say that this will be taken into account, but this is not a determining factor. This is, I think, a possible interpretation. Sergio speaking. I am seeing what Carlos Vera typed on the chat. The second paragraph is focused on something, and says, it talks about the rotation of the representation in the countries, and it talks about inclusion and equal opportunities. A country may only be repeated in case there is no other candidate available for that position. This is Aida Noble speaking. Well, I have something different. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Okay. We need to make a correction, certainly, because we have 4 and we may have 4 different interpretations or even 8 different interpretations. I mean, what you repeated, Sergio, is very limiting. And I do agree with you if in the example of having someone from Ecuador, or, for example, Ecuador has 3 or 4 representatives. But if there is another country with a second ALS, okay, that country will never have the opportunity to cover any position or to occupy any position. So we need to define the profile of the chair and the secretary very quickly, taking into account participation, for example. And in this paragraph, we should include only that person or the person should comply with a profile. Perhaps we could add something related to the participation of each country and rotation, but without limiting the concept. Sergio speaking. Okay, let's sum up, Alberto. How can we do that? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Okay. I would add a very brief sentence. We should have a one-sentence description for the profile of a chair and the secretary. First of all, we should make reference to active participation. When we speak about active participation, the text should include a percentage of the Lagvalo monthly calls to be attended, the percentage of the sums of participation and apologies. These figures should amount to 80%, at least 80% for participation and 20% for apologies. So this would be this would amount to 80% in the, of participation in Lagvalo. That person should be able to participate in 2 webinars at least twice a year. I mean, I'm just thinking aloud, but perhaps I might be forgetting something, taking into account the characteristics from ALAC. This would be an active participation. But sometimes there are certain personal conditions or certain circumstances that we cannot have or cannot include here. So, I suggest we should write that, we should include that, and then the consideration that person has inside or within in the region. Sergio speaking. Okay. What do you think about this, let's say? We can go on working with something alternative and to have another meeting so that we can come to a close and we can summarize this topic. Because now we will keep on discussing, but I think that we need to think about this, we need to reflect about this and see how we can articulate, how we can draft this text. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, what I can do is this. I can write or draft the profile. This weekend I will have plenty of time, and I will be sending this material to you on Saturday or Sunday to get your opinions. And based on that, we can keep on moving and working. Sergio speaking. Okay, thank you very much. On the other hand, I mean, we won't be able to move forward with this. So I assume that what you say is the best option. I mean, we need to define this. And I don't know if we will be able to include this on the operating principles, but at least we can mention the metrics for candidates to fulfill certain metrics in order to run for the elections. This is what we can say. Alberto Soto speaking. Of course, and there are many people asking for the metrics. So, if we don't do this, we won't be satisfying the demands of those participants. And there are people who are not requesting the metrics, but in fact they are not complying with, or they are not fulfilling their obligations. So what I say is we should create metrics that should be applied to everyone and should be fulfilled by everyone. Sergio speaking. Okay, so let's start working on that. I'm sure we need to have another call next week to work on that. Perhaps not the next week, but perhaps the following week, so that we can close this this topic, because we need to send this to the region. Alberto speaking. Don't we have any type of material to send to the region before that period? Sergio speaking. No, we cannot. How can we send something to the region if we do not have this topic or this conflict already settled? Alberto speaking. Okay, let's continue with our meeting and then we will see. Sergio speaking. I would like to have a meeting with Carlos. Perhaps we can invite him to one of our meetings, even on Skype, and perhaps we can discuss with him and get to an agreement. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, that's fine for me. Sergio speaking. So perhaps we can get to agree on the topics and have a presentation ready for the region. Alberto Soto. Okay, let's meet with him on Skype. Sergio speaking. Okay, I will send him an email just to see if we can meet, because he is very busy and it's difficult to be in touch with him.
The second issue that's still pending and disappeared some hours ago was an email sent by Carlton Samuels, and probably I missed something in the meetings that I've been chairing, but I don't really understand why is it that he sent that email. Can somebody please read that email or translate that from English and really read it so that we can see if I am probably misunderstanding something? Has anybody read the email sent by Carlton Samuels about this meeting? Alberto speaking. I am looking for the email. Sergio speaking. It reads Lacrallo governmental document. Silvia speaking. I have just pasted it on the AC chat room. It's in English. Can you please translate that into Spanish, or can we ask the interpreters to read this? Yeah, the interpreters will read it. Thank you for reading this email. This is Alberto speaking. David, could you please read again item number 3? This is Sergio speaking. I think he's referring to the board. I believe Carlton is considering this top-heavy officer cadre to the structure that we can consider with a La Claro board and secretariat or people in charge of work groups, etc. I think he's referring to that, to this item that we would like to be to modify. And this is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I need to say this for the record. I believe that he didn't really read the documents. I have not read from the work that our colleagues Vanda, Leon, and Fatima did. And they have actually collected everything that we have worked on during all these years. I and Carlton himself has as well participated in many of these meetings, and there will be no the weighted ball vote will not be changed. There will be no amendment on that, and removing the safeguard of to other countries. We will need to work a lot. Because the document is translated into English, it has been translated by the translation team, and it's not that we did it, and it's not proper. So I really don't know what to do, because sometimes you can have a discussion on over certainty, but I don't know what you think about this, but if you can think of something that we can work on with our friends from Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago, to work on this. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Well, probably Carlton made a mistake. I do not find any amendment on any of the issues that he is asking for. So if you would like to spend 2 minutes, if you're listening to dogs barking, I apologize. These are my dogs. I apologize. I would spend 2 minutes to tell him that there are no modifications whatsoever to the weighted vote. As for the rest, there was something, I think, on the formation of the number of members. Well, he actually said he agreed with the 2-year term. I think Carlton made a mistake there, and we just need to say that there will be no modification whatsoever in this regard, because there really isn't. There really isn't. I think he or Dev, at some point, they told me somebody has proposed the sort of a creation of a sort of a working group or a sort of a board with several members. This is Sergio speaking. Well, yes, this is the proposal. This is in the proposal. If I find it, I will paste it on the chat room. This is Alberto speaking. Don't spend any time on that. Probably Carlton is referring to that, and I think he is right in that sense. We can have a board of directors or whatever we want to call it, but I think there were a lot of members in there. Think of this. We are just 4 here. I am actually having a sort of a roll call to all of the members, all of the meetings that we are attending. We are just 5, 6, or 7 maybe. We can't even cover, I don't know what the number of members were there, but I think there were 12. I like the idea of having a group of five or six people who can be thinking for all of us and then making the working groups. That would be perfect, but we could never really have such a large amount because we never reached that on the monthly meetings, even though we were 16 in the last one. Babs Carlton is referring to that, and if it is that, then I agree. We can discuss this, and this is Alberto speaking. I agree with that. This is Sergio speaking. To define this, well, this is this day 16. We are just one day from the Internet World Day, and I am saying this because I am having discussions all around because of these issues. I am giving talks because of this, and there are a lot of issues to discuss here, and if we... here's the thing, and this needs to be cleared. What was the suggestion was to create a La Cralo board made up of 14 representatives of accredited ALSs, and those were the secretary, the two representatives, I'm sorry, excuse me, I don't really want... I don't want to forget anything. But then, so then out of those 14, there were 4 or 6 or 8 who were already chosen. Because if we talk about chair and vice chair, secretary and vice secretary, then there's 4. The two representatives from La Cralo and their substitutes, then there's 4 more. So we're actually having 8. And if we include participation, then it would be 7 people more. And these other 7 would be in charge of exercising that sort of policy board so that we can have 5 working groups working together. That's the structure. I'm trying to look for it so that I can paste it. I will paste it here in Spanish on the chat room. Give me just 1 second. But then this is an issue that we should have discussed with the people. This is where the text is. I'm not sure if this, the full text is there, but I just pasted it. Now, we will need to see if this is feasible or not. If we believe this is not feasible, then let's just roll it out, but we don't really have a lot of time. I do believe, however, that if we give responsibilities to all our members who can be elected, and then we add some people who are not elected or who have no positions or who have no face-to-face participation, but who can have responsibilities and assume responsibilities in the region, then the region will start to produce a lot more. Today, nobody really has a responsibility. Those who assume responsibilities nowadays, we do this because we want to, but not because we have committed. And so things work this way. If we had 5 policy directors working there together with the ALAC members and those who are the vice chairs, who probably will never be in the face-to-face meeting but who can assume responsibilities in our region, then we are having a group of people who are very active in our regions then with 14 people, considering the chair and vice chair. That was the idea. Does anybody want to say anything? This is Alberto Soto speaking. I agree with the idea, but not with the number of people. I am trying to be realistic but in this sense, because we cannot really be 5 or 6. There was a maximum of 8. So some people have assumed their responsibilities, and I think that being part of a working group, even if you do not chair it, it is a responsibility. And we have seen throughout these years that there are working groups. Now we have 2 working groups. The rest are not here. And look at the number of people who are in working groups, and this is a responsibility that's not really being assumed. There were chairs for each of the working groups who did not meet their goals, not at all, and the work was not even done. I'm not really sure if that kind of responsibility will make them more responsible and will make them meet their goals. I would love to have that. And I support you, and I really do support you, but this would be nice if we were a lesser amount of people so that the analysis is conducted by these people. Actually, in the next meeting, you will hear that we will have a policy group, and it's more or less the same idea. I want a policy group made up of two or three people who can tell us what are necessary policies, and then we can call those who do really want to work and to appoint a chair for this subgroup, sub-policy group for a specific policy. So it's more or less the same idea. It should be somebody who has a full knowledge, who will conduct the research and tell us this is what we need to do. And then we need to decide who are the ones who are going to implement it. This is Sergio speaking. Yes, it is the same idea. But it would be interesting if these people met together at some point, somewhere. And I don't want to mention XCOM because I have my own view on this, particular view on this. But I'm thinking of a table where those responsible for each of the issues in the region can sit down at that table. There's the chair, the vice chair, the ALEC members, all of those people who are representing our region together with chairs of each working group. And on that table, there should discussions to start. This is what I call a board. This is Alberto speaking. I don't discuss that. Sergio speaking. I continue with your thread. Perhaps 14 is just a number, and we need to review this maybe, but I've always believed that we need to have greater involvement with greater responsibilities. This is how Internauta works. This is the logic it has. So when I put this proposal forward, I did it because this works for us. But then perhaps it would not work in the region. And then 14 is a number that may frighten you, and I agree with that. But then we should see if we can have go around the bush with this and have a different idea and to try to start closing all of these open issues. Let us take some days to reflect upon this and to think of these issues which may be conflicted, and perhaps we can just polish these differences so that it causes no problems for anybody. I'm sure none of us wants to do anything that is not good for the region. So let us take a few days. Let's see how many days we're going to take to reorganize this item. Maybe 2 days. This is Alberto speaking. 2 days is fine. I don't want to hasten you, but you can send an email to Carlos and just another one to me. And this is Sergio speaking. Well, it's actually calling him. It's not really to press him, to push him. We don't really mean to push Carlos. This is Alberto speaking. Yes, I will push Carlos. I will press him. Sergio speaking. Well, the other issue pending is a proposal. It's 18:40. We have some 20 minutes to go, but perhaps the meeting will end earlier because of this. So this is the proposal. We have progressed on a certain issue that will cause a debate in our region, and that is the amendment proposal that we are discussing right now. At the same time, there's two pending issues in our list of pending actions, And one of them is the metrics, and the other one is the rules of procedure. It's an issue that we will not be able to finish by the London meeting. So my proposal is this. We should agree on some frameworks to be approved at the GA, and we should get permission to have this activity to continue working and to submit a proposal out of the GA, including the metrics and the rules of procedure, so that we can approve them out of the GA. Do you understand what I mean? This is Alberto speaking. I do understand this. I'm going to say something that I was discussing a few days ago, and I want you to read, to properly read, all of the rules we have. We actually have a permanent assembly, and right now, this is an assembly. Please do read, and you will see that this is so. Sergio speaking, yes, this is true. Alberto speaking, do you agree with that? Well, actually, the London GA will be one of the in-person assemblies, a face-to-face assemblies, and the assembly we are having right now is what we, by our own rules, call a virtual assembly, and we can make decisions both in the virtual assemblies as well as in the in-person assemblies. The only thing we need to consider is the quorum issue. This is a condition that we need to meet in each of the two. This is Sergio speaking. The thing is, Alberto, that many times in our face-to-face or actually in our virtual meetings, we have no quorum. And this is another issue we need to consider. Alberto speaking, yeah, let's have a look at the quorum and then we'll go on speaking. Sergio speaking, I know you argue on this, you challenge this. You challenge the number of people at the quorum, and you think that those at the quorum are those who are present. Alberto speaking, please do repeat. Sergio speaking, you think that those who are present are actually the quorum. And in the decision-making process, the quorum is the number of people or number of ALSs who need to be present to open the meeting. And so, based on that, here's what I say. And Umberto says he has no problem with the quorum. But I think with the assembly issues, I mean, the assembly in general is not very properly proposed. In our proposals for amendments, we say that the General Assembly is a special assembly, and these are the Lacrado meetings. It is not actually an assembly. This needs to be clear, because what we are having today is a mixed, actually. They are saying that the meetings are assemblies. It's like the board meetings. I have actually a General Assembly and a special assembly in case I want to modify the bylaws or to take out one of the members. But any of us here do know that I don't really understand why is it that in Sao Paulo in 2006 we called this an assembly. I think we did this because we believed at that time that the interpretation said actually assembly, but we were talking about meetings. I'm not really sure why we did that. But for me, the assembly, and the same for many Latinos, it's just one assembly. It's the same for me. This is Alberto speaking. It's the same for me. But it is written that way. This is how it is written. If somebody comes and tells me, you are not complying with the rules, I have to say, you're right, and I need to abide by that. This is the primary modification we need to do in this regard. Sergio speaking, yes, I agree. We need to see this. We need to review. I ask that all of us here, which is actually just four people, we should all review the new proposal again so that we can check that everything is fine. We'll take a few days to talk to Carlos Vera on this issue. And when we mean outside, we mean outside the London GA. This means that we will discuss this and approve this within our regular meetings, our regular La Crallo meetings. As for our next meeting, I'm not really sure. Well, if we send a doodle, then they can say, they can confirm when is it that they are available, and then they don't come back. So I think next week will be a bit complicated. Perhaps we should hold this meeting next Thursday. Let me have a look at this. Maybe the 30th of Thursday, the 30th. It's actually, this is Sylvia speaking, it's actually Thursday the 29th. This is Alberto speaking, and we need to give something to the region so that they can give an opinion. This is Sergio speaking. I think Thursday the 29th, we should close the issue and then send it. We should meet, discuss whatever we need to discuss during that hour, and if we need to make any amendment, we should do it and then close it to send it to the region. Why do I say this? Because we will have no time to discuss. I think we all want that by the time we get to the region, everything should have been discussed. You need then to raise your hand and say yes or no, but not to do what we did in Costa Rica. It makes no sense to do that. I'm not. My health is not very well, and I don't really want to give my health to these issues. So I would wish this to be reached by consensus. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Here's a question for you, Sergio. From the 16th until the 29th, we will continue with the specific discussions of the articles through the mailing list, only for this working group, and then we will open it to the rest of the region on the 29th. Is that correct? Sergio speaking? Yes. On the 29th, we will have a meeting, and then after that meeting, which is where we will finish wrapping this up, we will hear all of the wills of the different people, and on the 29th, then, whatever we get from that proposal will be sent to the region for discussion. This is Silvia speaking, then there will be discussion from the 29th. Sergio speaking, Alberto, we need to define, you are the man who holds the reins in here. How much time can we allot to this for the comment period? This is Alberto speaking. Silvia, when are we leaving to London? This is Silvia speaking. We're having a look at the calendar. This staff will travel on the week of the 16th of June. Many of us will be there a few days before in London. And so we will be leaving to London on the 16th. Many people in the community are leaving on the 19th. So I think the last week of work will be the week that ends on the 13th. This is Sergio speaking. Do you think we could hold it on the 13th, on Friday the 13th? Alberto speaking. Well, we actually have some more issues to be dealt with. Maybe until the 15th, just to say these are 15th. Sergio speaking. If we send it on the 29th, May has... Alberto speaking. This is Sergio speaking. We will have to give some time for the staff to rest. We will close the discussion period, and I don't know how we go on. Alberto speaking. Well, after that, we need to continue with our work until the time of the assembly. This is Silvia speaking. One other issue. If we need any document translated, you know, if we need it in London, you know that our translation period, we need to give them those documents 1 week in advance. And so what I would say is any document that you would need in London, you need to send it at least 1 week in advance. They're just thinking, okay, so I can send it to you or whoever, to the staff, on the 16th. On the 16th. So that we can rest assured that on by the 23rd, Monday the 23rd, it should be ready. Silvia speaking. Yes, that's correct. They're just speaking. When will we hold the GA? Silvia speaking. Well, this depends on the size of the document, but our translation team always asks that we send it 1 week in advance. Sergio speaking, actually, the document is mostly translated. And then what we will have is on whatever has been translated, they will need to amend, just change the amendments. Silvia speaking, well, actually, I prefer to have a final document because I understand that from the 29th until the 13th, there may be substantial changes. We don't really know. They're just speaking, when are we going to have the General Assembly? Sylvia speaking, that is on Wednesday the 25th. They're just speaking, okay, this gives us some time. So with this team, we will work in Spanish on whatever we need to amend and change in Spanish. The translation team will have on the wiki, they will have whatever, the work that has already been done, and we will focus on those issues that are modified, that are not really full articles, it's actually just a few words. But this is something to be submitted to the GA. Now, we would also need to work, and this is just to wrap up, we would also need to work on the frameworks for the metrics and the rules of procedure. And I am really lost on this. Alberto Soto speaking. I sent something and I will continue to send something. Sergio speaking. Can any of you help me with the commitment to put up that framework so that it is approved and submitted to the GA? It should be approved here. That is, the metrics will consider these principles, or this is Alberto speaking, I will send it to you because I have progress on that work, and if we put something else to do this, it will take a very long time. Sergio speaking, and as for rules of procedure, Humberto, can you do something with whatever Fatima has, with whatever she has prepared? And I think Natalia did something as well. I don't really remember.
Sergio speaking. Okay, so if this is the way in which we will work, we will have all the material shortly. So just to sum up and be clear, next meeting will be on Thursday the 29th. We have 2 days to gather together and to review item number 10. I don't know if there is anyone else who would like to help us. We will do that on Skype, and we will have a meeting with Carlos Vera. Are we clear on that? Alberto speaking. Okay, perfect. We are finishing on time. How come? That's great. So, Serge Sainas-Poto speaking. I will contact Carlos Vera, and I will also send a copy to the list showing our progress, the progress made with Alberto. So we need to copy and paste point number 10, and below that we need to draft the amendment proposal. So we will have all the possibilities for discussion even in the list. And we can discuss modification. And there is a question that I would like to ask you. I would like to add in this amendment proposal, but I don't know if this has to do with the rules of procedure. I would like to establish the duties of an ALAC member. So should we include that here or on the rules of procedures? Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, let me see, Alberto, because I have everything in front of me, but I need to see where we should put that information. Sergio speaking. Okay, so I leave you with that, and let's continue working. So, dear colleagues, dear participants, dear colleagues from the region, it was a pleasure to work with you. It is a pleasure, in fact. It is a pleasure to contribute to this and to be responsible, to be the leader of this working group. Let's meet very soon to finish this work. And in a couple of hours, we will meet again. And I would like to wish you all a very happy Internet Day. I have an Internet Day celebration a week around the country, so I hope to be ready on the 26th for the meeting. Otherwise, I will send my apologies, but I need to deal with these Internet celebrations. So thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Good night.